I'm Dr. Lisa Beasley, a family nurse practitioner, and this is Healthful High Notes. February is American Heart Month. The term heart disease can be more than just one thing. Coronary artery disease is the most common type of heart problem in the United States. This is where blood flow to those major vessels of the heart is decreased. If blood flow to the heart is decreased, that can cause a heart attack. Frequently, people don't know when they have heart disease, at least until it's diagnosed by a provider. But symptoms may include chest pain or chest discomfort. You may feel like you have indigestion or heartburn, be short of breath, dizzy, have pain in your neck or back. Women particularly may have symptoms that are a bit more subtle and even confusing, such as nausea and vomiting, and fatigue. Some of the risk factors include having diabetes, high blood pressure, being overweight, having high cholesterol, and lack of physical activity. One thing's for sure, we can all do better to take care of ourselves and our heart health. If you smoke, stop smoking. According to the American Heart Association, after you've been quit smoking for a year, your risk of having a heart attack is cut in half. Get regular exercise, brisk walking for 150 minutes each week, and adding in muscle strength training, such as weight training or resistance, can also go a long way to improving your heart health. And of course, follow a heart-healthy diet, like not adding salt to your food and avoiding fatty foods as much as possible. Hey, no one's perfect, and small changes really do add up. Remember, if you think you're having a heart attack, call 911. Don't delay. It's better to be wrong and safe than to not seek the care you need. I'm Dr. Lisa Beasley, a family nurse practitioner and advanced forensic nurse, and you've been listening to Healthful High Notes. Be sure to visit the WYXR podcast network at wyxr.org for more Healthful High Notes.